This is the brief on the Senate CHBOT Act and new AI legal liabilities. Yesterday, the Senate actually advanced the CHBOT Act, establishing our first real federal blueprint for AI child safety, while state attorneys general simultaneously proved they aren't going to wait for Congress to police these companies. First, let's look at the massive new compliance duties. This act mandates family accounts, parental consent for teens, ultra-protective defaults, and strict filters for obscene content. Plus, a companion bill limits minors' data strictly to just answering their questions, so no advertising allowed. Listen, building these features into your product roadmaps right now is literally like putting on a seatbelt before the car starts moving. It's significantly cheaper and way safer to adjust today than scrambling after a sudden floor vote. Second, we've got to assess how these changes alter therapy for minors. Because these suicide prevention rules target everyday general-purpose chatbots, teenagers' private AI chats will soon be completely gated by parental oversight. So if a teen's digital outlet is suddenly monitored by parents, how must clinicians adjust their strategies to uncover what is actually happening in these chatbot conversations? Finally, while the Senate creates a blueprint for tomorrow, states are aggressively acting today. 15 attorneys general just used existing consumer protection laws to demand OpenAI preserve testing logs after a major recent hack. Seriously, do not wait for federal laws to pass. Legal counsel must immediately lock down corporate retention policies because states are already enforcing AI rules using the oldest legal tools available. Whether it is redesigning product roadmaps for child safety or locking down data retention logs to satisfy state attorneys general, the regulatory grace period for AI companies has officially ended.